Yeah, there's a couple other variables in the beans. We're going to maybe get some preliminary numbers. I think, you know, we do have a trend of seeing some growers that are adding texture planting equipment to plant beans earlier, right when they start corn. We do have some early maturity beans planted early that I think we'll see the combines get into here late today or into tomorrow, potentially, or for sure by the end of the week. So we'll get maybe an early gauge on that here yet this week. And, you know, the soybean crop, it's always hard to gauge. You know, I never really have a good feel for it. There's a couple things in the soybean crop that are going to play a role, moisture being one. I also think the maturity of soybeans you're planting could have an impact. I'll be curious to see how these early beans planted early that were developed right ahead of kind of the dry spell in August there perform compared to, you know, maybe the fuller season, which a lot of times when we get to group two beans, we really need some August rains to put that top end yield potential. So, you know, moisture is going to play a role in the end yield, but I also think the maturity of the beans and timing of rains is going to have a big impact as well. And, you know, my gut has been some of these early beans might run with the full season, but I also know that usually with soybeans, it's the opposite of what I really think because they're just a hard crop to gauge. But no, coming down the home stretch, going to find out. You know, agronomically, a lot of SDS showed up there kind of across the region here late. Maybe not a surprise. SDS really likes to show up in compacted areas and maybe some, you know, cold temperature soils. Even though we had good conditions, we planted in cold soils, had a lot of compaction the last couple of years. You know, maybe not a surprise that's showing up. But, you know, maturity of the beans, where you got rain, and, you know, SDS is probably the only disease that's going to rob us of any yield from a disease standpoint. But, yeah, stay tuned. We're going to find out here soon.